previously on Coupled with Chaos, a personal podcast.
Well, as she's leaving after the anesthesia, she looks over at you.
And this was standing beside the doctor.
Yeah, he had just really left. He was at the door.
He was in the doorway.
She was trailing. And she looks at you and she says,
did you take care of the payment at the desk already?
Yeah, do they have your credit card?
And we're crying because she's already half gone at this point. They've already done the first shot. Where all of us are sobbing. And she stopped at the door next to the doctor and said that. I wanted to punch her in the face.
Yeah, I wanted to create
a
scene.
Rude and disruptive and inappropriate.
I didn't want that. My, like, choking her out to be what you remembered.
You were
from
really
this
mad.
Event. Well, because it's you, right? And I think ultimately, I'm sensitive to you.
I was pretty distraught.
And I go, I don't need anything more. I just don't think it's the right time. I don't think there's anything productive to say at this point by saying that that was one of the most rude things at the most inopportune times that I have ever heard somebody do.
Yeah, because they have a procedure for a reason so that they're not intruding on your difficult time. And we followed the procedure.
Yeah.
And if she was unsure, she should have gone to the desk and verified if I had paid or not. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
I said it a few minutes ago that you've really just taken over the extra room.
Yeah.
It's not so much an extra room. There's still a bed in the room.
Still a multi-purpose room.
I made a play probably a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. Like our son, I'm saying he disappeared.
Uh-huh.
There was probably like a month that he wasn't around.
Uh-huh.
I got some stuff for the built-in desk and my monitors. You were still homeschooling at the time. I went, I think it's about time I claim kind of this space.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes back and the space is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking it was the wrong move. I went too early.
Mm-hmm.
To claim.
Oh, yeah. I waited till long after our daughter was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was pretty clear there's no chance she was coming back.
Yeah, so this is yours.
Yep.
There's IKEA. What are those things? Calyx?
Calyx shelves.
Calyx shelves. Your crafts are in there. Yep. There's even a couch.
Well, that was in there already. That was our daughter's.
A napping space. Your clothes are showing up in there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're moving out.
Well, I have been living in there and sleeping in there for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, because of your shoulder, but
yeah.
I don't know.
It really had become my room.
I lost when it comes to the claiming of rooms as the kids leave.
Well, I don't think that was the room you wanted to claim. You were napping in there, which you still can't.
It's a nice napping room.
Everybody naps in there. Holden naps in there.
It's just a nice spot. It's nice to have a room just to nap in.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the odd advantages of your children moving out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bed there.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfortable. But now it's all your stuff is in there. I feel like if I'm in there, I need to paint or, or cut some paper.
Or do a puzzle.
Yeah, something.
Scrapbook.
Something. I feel like it's something to do.
Uh-huh.
I think
that's
for
what
me,
I do in there. I go in there to do stuff.
Yeah, but it's still, I don't want to say it's not productive things. It's things for you to be crafty and clear your mind.
It's my sewing machine. It's like, it's just all the, and that's not like for me. It's like, I do household stuff, repairing people's stuff and stuff like that.
Well, I don't think there's none of that happening.
But I just,
you could.
Whatever. Bite your tongue.
Whatever.
I did a whole stack of stuff.
Of what?
Of repairing people's stuff.
What
for
stuff?
Hayden, stuff for Holden. They're always ripping their clothes.
Where's my stuff?
Do you
stuff?
Not know our boys?
Yeah.
I have a stack in the drawer right now. They piled up for me when I had my surgery.
All right, whatever.
When I can use my arm again, I got a bunch of more stuff to fix.
Yeah, I don't see any of that. I see shelves of scrapbooking stuff.
Well, I consolidated
paints.
Stuff from all the other places in the house to one spot, so it's all together. I'm more likely to do something entertaining and relaxing if it's all together.
I guess so.
Hidden in drawers.
I don't get a craft. I guess my craft spot, if I have to do something, it's in the garage. And it's got to be productive.
Or in the office it's where you be work productive. On Victrolas.
Yeah, but that's still an our thing.
That's a hobby.
It's a thing. If I got to do something, I got to fix something. My hobbies have to be repairing. It would be like, I think you want me to have a hobby of, you know what? It would be good if you worked on cars. Right? Why don't you work on cars?
That would be a good hobby.
That would be a good hobby, right?
That would save us a lot of
But you know where
money.
That hobby's at? Where does that? I can't bring the hobby in the house in the air conditioning. Mm. Oh, and how many months a year in
Texas?
Well,
you're
Texas,
never going to work on cars. So
can
that's
you
just,
do that?
That's
well, I
just,
do basic.
You're making that
I can
up.
Do basic car things, right?
Mm. So can I.
I can plug a tire. You don't plug tires. You don't.
I have plugged a tire.
You don't do basic. You don't even.
I can take care of my own car.
But nobody is working in the garage. I'm stuck out. It's hot and it's dirty out there. All right?
Yeah. And that's where half my scrapbooking stuff was.
Was.
So right. Now it's all together in a nice room.
I don't like that my hobbies have to be productive.
They don't. You choose
you
your
know
hobbies.
You know what I want my hobby to be? You know, I do have a hobby. You know what my hobby is? Hiding.
Okay.
Hiding from people. And being left alone.
Well, you have a lot of places to do
that. This is my hobby. I think this is what I want. Even then, like, I don't want to be old and have my hobby being cutting grass. Right?
Like the dude
lawn
on
looks
the
good.
Show.
I'm going to go spend an hour fertilizing
Who was that
the yard.
That liked to mow on the dating
oh,
show.
Oh, that was
the North Carolina guy.
Yes, that
yeah.
was
with the.
The matchmaker.
The matchmaker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Match me abroad or
Liked
something.
Liked cutting grass.
Yeah.
He was too young to be doing that. I remember my grandfather was like that. Like, we couldn't play
Weird.
In the front yard. If it snowed, you couldn't go play in the snow in the front yard.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the snow couldn't be disrupted in the front
oh
yard.
Oh, my gosh.
He wasn't mean about it, but... Again, that was his hobby, cutting grass. Maybe it was, I found out in the years later that my grandmother wasn't the most pleasant person.
Ah.
So maybe, I guess that will be the sign for you. If I'm outside with scissors in the front yard,
uh-huh.
making sure all the grass is even,
uh-huh.
then
you're trying to avoid me.
You'll know, yes, that yeah. I'm trying to avoid you. Or maybe if randomly I just pick up, you know what? I'm going to overhaul this engine. I'm going to take apart the Sentra and just put it back together again.
Mm-hmm.
I will be in the garage.
For the next 5 years.
Yeah, that'll be it. So maybe that'll be my hobby. Need to pick a... Or, well, I think in Texas, what you find out is people build these shops. And they have these air-conditioned shops. It's mm-hmm. like Little People, Big World.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're pretty sure, even though it's cold up there, that Zach's garage or shed or whatever that is going to have a heater in it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll at least be conditioned air in
yeah.
some way. Maybe I'll get that. Maybe the next available room will be mine. If the next room that happens becomes your room also, we're probably going to have an issue.
Well, I mean, to be fair...
I don't know. Why do we have to be fair?
Who is here in the house all the time? Who has no life outside of the house?
Well, I don't
Me.
Have much of a life out there.
You
I don't have any
spend
life.
As much or more time out of the house as you do in it.
Yeah, you're right, I guess. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking because that doesn't exist to me. Right? When I'm not in the house, you know what? I'm not in the house. So now we're talking about me being in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm in the house, like I've found, like even this afternoon, I walked in and the door to that room was closed.
It was closed because the door to our room was open while you were doing your ironing and the TV was on and all I could hear
That's
in that room
me.
Was
No,
crowd sounds
no,
from some
no.
kind of sport you had
that
on.
That was from our son playing FIFA on his... On his gaming console.
All I could hear was sports.
So that
and
was
so
him.
I shut the door so that I could turn the TV
it
on
was,
and have quiet
it was
while
turned off
I
here.
Was doing a diamond
This
painting.
Would be something. Why don't you choose ironing as a hobby? This would be a good hobby
I
for
can't,
you.
I can't do anything with my right arm right now. I could not raise it up enough to lift it to an ironing board.
You could iron with your left hand. This would make everything burned, right?
You would have a scorch stain on everything.
So if you don't know,
my left hand is not very coordinated.
Kelly had her third shoulder surgery in the past 5 years?
6 weeks. Yes. 4 years.
4 years, three surgeries, two shoulders.
Yep.
So we are kind of coming out of the storm as far as... And the other ones were the left arm. This one's the right.
Yeah.
If you had to say the difference between the two, now that you're 6 weeks into recovery, left, right arm, dominant, non-dominant arm, difference between the surgeries?
Well, the big problem on the left was by the time I came out of the sling after 6 weeks, my arm was already, the joint was already frozen. I had frozen shoulder. I had so much adhesions, scar tissue, that when they took the sling off, my arm wouldn't even hang down by my side. It stuck out like a rusty hinge. It was
like you had big
crooked gate
lats
you know?
Or something.
Yeah, it was weird. And it was really non-functional.
This would be a bad thing. It would be like if I worked on the cars. Like, hey, the car doesn't work. You did work on the car, but I can't drive it.
I read a Facebook memory that came up, and at 4 months, I couldn't put my wrist behind my hip. So, I mean, to have that
There's a dance that does that. I don't know what it is. It's pretty bad. We have to do that.
The good thing was it was my non-dominant arm. This time, it's my right arm. So, the difficulty this time has been... not having use of my dominant hand for so long. It makes everything harder.
So that being said, if you have a non-dominant issue, would you suggest getting that non-dominant surgery before it impacts your dominant arm?
For sure.
But the issue with the dominant arm is real.
It is.
And you really have to prep for 6 weeks of really trouble.
Yeah. Everything was hard. Even pulling up your pants is hard. And the fact that I've already had two surgeries on that shoulder, like in the years since, I've gone out of my way not to do things that might inflame it. Like I no longer...
Like ironing.
I no longer lift heavy things from above my head, for instance.
It was really funny.
Like I take... I could buy the big containers of laundry detergent.
That's really funny.
But then I pour them into a smaller container to put on my upper shelf. So I'm never handling the big container anymore above my head. Like, I take care not to do anything that might irritate that shoulder. Because it's not 100%. I have about 80% of the range of motion I had before. So knowing that, having to 100% of the time use my left shoulder for everything while I've been in the sling with my right arm has been scary to me. And there's times that it has gotten sore, had twingy pains in it because I'm overusing it. And that makes me nervous.
We should just get cortisone shots.
I've had six of them in my left shoulder.
There was a story the boys were telling me. Luis Suarez is now playing for... soccer team in Miami. They were talking about before every game, he gets a cortisone shot.
You know, repeated cortisone injections in the same joint actually deteriorates the cartilage. It's not good to get repeated shots in the same joint. It actually breaks it down.
I would assume then you're going to have to get that joint replaced at some point.
At some point, if you keep doing that.
Well, if you're a professional soccer player, I guess it's an investment, right?
I guess you have the money to do 10%
that. 10% of my salary is not going for tithing. It's going to go for my doctors in order to do that. So, rest of this, we're going to talk, you know what we're going to talk about? Rest of this episode? We're going to talk about sleeping together.
Oh.
Hey, now.
None of that.
And what? I don't like your tone. And we're going to talk about other stuff. So that's the rest of this episode. But that's maybe the highlight of that.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple.
By subscribing to our Patreon.
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.